And now it's time for my guides to the World Cup nations. The USA stands for the United States of America. And it's actually somewhere that I've been on holiday. The first time I went, I stayed in Beverly Hills. But I've also been to Miami Beach, and I absolutely adore doing my Christmas shopping in New York, which is something I try and do every year. Anyway, enough about me. As far as the USA is concerned, it's actually a really big place with loads of states, including Alaska and Hawaii, which is where they filmed Lost. The people of the United States are known as Americans and tend to speak English with a mouthful. It's a well-known fact that the Americans love their food, especially cheeseburgers and hot dogs, which is why most of them are quite fat. However, some of them are also quite fit, especially the footballers, or soccer players, as they're known over there. In fact, there's this fella called London Donovan, who everyone says looks just like me. Apparently, he's really attractive and lush-looking. So, fingers crossed he kicks some goals in today. Go, London! Go, London! Go! If you're asking me what their chances are in this tournament, I'd say I don't know. But one thing's for sure, the American public love their soccer. They will no doubt be cheering on their boys with their pom-poms and cheerleaders and popcorn. The American people are actually really into their sport in general and would probably love to host the World Cup one day and stage the tournament in America. Whether that's ever going to happen remains to be seen. But for now, they'll have to put up with supporting their Yankee Doodle heroes and hope they can bring home the bacon and lift the star-spangled banner. So, that's America covered. I don't think they'll win the World Cup, but they'll sure as hell try. Yeehaw!
Wow!
And I'll be back tomorrow when I continue my guide to the World Cup nations.